I want to remind you what was just read in the Colossians text. In Jesus Christ, the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and God was pleased to reconcile all things through him, things on earth and in heaven, by making peace through the cross of Christ. Right? So, God is at work reconciling all things in heaven and on earth. So it seems to me that it was an important thing to do to reconcile Mary and Martha. Because so often when we read this text, we think, oh, well, Mary got it right, Martha got it wrong. Too bad for Martha. Way to go, Mary. No. Okay? This is how we read it. I know, and I've read many commentaries, and everybody bends over backwards to figure out why Martha is wrong and Mary is right. But here's the thing. For the last 4 weeks, we've been listening to how important hospitality is, right? Jesus starts by saying, what does he say? Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head. Right? He sends out the 70 and he says, go and experience hospitality. And if people show hospitality to you, your peace can be with them. And if not, it comes back to you. He even says, though we don't read this in the lectionary, he says, it will be better on that day for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the towns that reject you. That's how important hospitality is. And Martha, she's all over it. She's all over the hospitality. She's making sure that the Son of Man has a place to lay his head. She's making up the bed. She makes sure that he's going to have a meal. She's going to cook the meal. She's got all these things she's got to do for hospitality's sake. This is what Israel does. This is what, like the whole story of Abraham and the Oaks of Mamre, this is like at the core of the faith of Israel. Welcome the stranger. Welcome the guest. We've been talking about this for like 4 weeks now. Feels like a lot longer maybe. But here you go. So, Martha is doing that. So, what's the deal here? Mary, on the other hand, she's sitting at Jesus' feet, right? Oh, beautiful, lovely, listening to his word. So, what is happening here? Well, I think what's happening is that I'll tell you a story about this. So, one of our interns, former interns, Becky, we've been talking to her in the last couple of weeks, and she gave me permission to tell this story. She's been struggling with a guy, a homeless guy who's hanging around her church, and at first she just got all involved in his stuff. He's older, he's been homeless for a long, long time, he's got an infected foot because he's got diabetes, he needs that to be attention to, but he's got to have a place to stay, he's got to have all these services around him. But the thing is, he's been homeless for so long, he knows all those services, they know him, and it seems like nothing is getting any traction. No matter what she does to help him, there's no traction. And she's getting frustrated by this, and he's getting a little frustrated, and he's getting a little angry because we're going through all these motions again. And then one day, we'll just call him Steve. Steve comes in, and Becky is there, Pastor Becky is there, and he sits down and starts talking to her. And he's not talking about all the things that have to get done. He's talking about how he's experiencing his life. And at some point in that conversation, he says to her, "This feels like dying. This is dying." Oh. We thought you needed all of these things. And you do. But what you needed was for somebody to hear that. And for somebody to hold that with you. And Becky realized, oh, this is what she needed. Now, Becky, for sure, last week, the Good Samaritan story, that was part of what sent her off into all these different directions, because that story seems to say, look, when somebody's hurting in the ditch, you got to get them out. You got to bind their wounds. You got to put them on your own donkey. You got to take them into the town. You got to take care of all these things. And that's what she was thinking in her head, right? And those are great things, right? And it isn't all about sitting at Jesus' feet and listening. I mean, the guys who pass by, the priest and the Levite, they're going to do religious things. But Jesus spins the tale so that the Samaritan who helps the guy out of the ditch is the important one, right? To focus on that. And that's what Pastor Becky was doing. But then when she sat down and listened, that's what she heard. So what I would suggest is that in that sitting down with Steve and hearing him, that's the part that Mary was doing in this story. And here's what I think. Remember how Jesus has told his disciples that he's going to Jerusalem and he's going to be handed over and suffer and die? And you remember the response of his disciples? La 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 la. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. So maybe, just maybe, there in Martha's house, Jesus found somebody who would sit and actually hear that. I am dying. I am going to Jerusalem to die. Can you hold that with me? And it's in that context that what Mary is doing is the important part, the good part, the better portion. Because in that moment, that's exactly what Jesus needed. It's exactly what Steve needed to walk into the pastor's office and to be able to speak about his feelings of dying. About his dying. That does not mean that what Martha was doing is not important. In fact, I think this is not about who's doing it well and who's not doing it well. This is about timing. Right? So, yesterday afternoon, I was playing a softball tournament down in Wenatchee, and it was really hot. Some of the guys were a little older. Most of us guys are a little older. But there's some guys who are really older. Anyway, there was a guy on my team, a teammate of mine, who had trouble with heat stroke. Not stroke, but heat exhaustion. He was, so he walked off the field. He knew he was done. He couldn't stand very well. But here's what he did. He walked over to the metal stands in the right under the beating sun and sat down. And everybody was saying, man, get out of the sun. There's shade right over there. He says, no, I'm all right here. Marion Day years ago told me this. She said, when I was in a conflict with somebody, you're just men. Prideful is all it is. So I recognized it in my teammate when I saw it, because I know it so well myself. And everybody's gathering around him and trying to get him up. No, I'm fine. So we stopped everything and finally just, look, you gotta go. Come on. We finally got him over to where there was shade, and they put water on him, and they put ice packs on his back. They did all the things that you're supposed to do to get him cooled down. And then we finally got a car around for him so they could take him home. Okay, now in that situation, who do you think Jesus would have said was doing the better part? Should I have stopped everything and sat up next to him and said, man, let's talk about your mortality. Let's talk about your impending death.
And that wasn't what was needful at that time. Right? What was needful was to get that gabadasta destadura, that hard-headed guy, out of the sun and into a place where he would be okay. Right? So that was what was needful. And it would have been inappropriate for me to do what I proposed I might have done, was sit up and talk about his impending death. I might talk about that later. But right now, what was important was that. And so here, church, is what I'm saying. I'm saying that we are called at different times in different circumstances to do different things, right? To provide hospitality, to do the many things that are needful at that moment. And there are times when we need to settle down, hunker down, and listen to people and be with them and walk with them at times when maybe no one else will walk with them. So how many of you know people who are suffering and maybe don't have anybody to walk with them? Or people will say, oh, this is happening to me and it's really hard. Oh, you'll be all right. What can we do to fix it? Right? That's not an appropriate response at that time. If someone's in a crisis, that's the appropriate time. So, the church has to be flexible. The church has to be willing to do both when it's needed. So let's get the guy out of the sun. All right? Let's prepare a place for somebody to come to our house and have a meal and have a place to lay his head. And let's listen and sit right next to somebody and hear their story, hear their fears, hear what they think is happening in their life deeply. So, dear Pastor Becky came up with a beautiful solution. Instead of spending all these days and hours trying to help Steve in all the things, she said, I think I will dedicate 1 hour a week to trying to get that man a place and to take care of his health care and his place and his food and get the congregation to help with that. And I will dedicate 1 hour a week to sitting with him in pastoral conversation so that he will know that he has someone who will befriend him, who has befriended him, and who will listen to him and hear him. As Jesus needed someone when his face was set toward Jerusalem and his disciples didn't want to hear it, even Jesus needed somebody. And that was the important part of that story at that time. And God bless Martha for making up the bed so the poor man could have a place to lay his head for a night. In Christ Jesus, the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And it was pleasing to God to reconcile all things through him. Things in heaven, things on earth, people in the kitchen, and people in the living room. All things reconciled.